Hello, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Tea for Lunch, a weekly show powered by Arcade.
Each week, we'll serve you the top stories we're following in social media, entertainment, celebrity, and tech in 15 minutes or less. You can catch the show live on Instagram on Thursdays at about 12 p.m. Mountain Time or on all podcast providers and YouTube on Fridays. We are your hosts this week, Mel and Harrison.
Hello.
Hi. It's our first time recording together, I think.
I think so. Yeah, we were talking about this a bit before, and Mel made a good point. We've either done it once or zero, which I think is a pretty good measure of, I don't know, most things in life.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I know it's definitely not been multiple times, and I don't think it has been at all. But it feels like it has been because you're usually producing the pod.
Yeah, I'm on the other side there, doing all the sounds and sights.
Are you excited to talk about sports with me?
Yeah. Are you excited to just kind of have your smile and nod moment like you usually do?
Yes.
It's not a shot. It's not a shot.
No, I know. Harrison is always saying that if ever there's any sports and I'm on it, like he just sees my eyes just like glaze over and like I just dissociate, which is like a very fair observation.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it happens with me depending on the sport. Like I have some friends who are really into F1 and I just haven't gotten into it. It's cool. Aesthetically, it interests me. But when they'll talk to me about it or like mention the names of people who, you know, I maybe should know in the grand scheme of like famous athletes, I'm just like fully.
Yeah, I respect it. And maybe
yard stare,
I respect it. Maybe I'll have a sports era at some point. I just have never had one.
Yeah, maybe.
Cool. Who knows? So how's your week?
Good. Yeah, pretty good. It's nice out, which I'm happy about. It's funny, like I kind of had this thought where it feels kind of cliche to talk about the weather if we lived in any other city than Calgary. Because here it's almost like exciting that we talk about the weather so much because you could wake up and it could literally be anything outside. So it's, it's nice.
I really hope that the spring vibes stay because we've had a couple of like close calls where like we're like, it's nice. And then it's like, blizzard, Christmas.
Do you want me to ruin the surprise for you or would you rather have
blissful
ignorance?
Oh no, Harrison, no. God, no.
I'm not a meteorologist, but I did see the snowflake emoji on my weather app this morning for like Tuesday, so.
Oh my.
Saddle up.
I mean, at least the days are longer. There's been sunshine. You know, we're getting out of the dark days.
True.
Yeah. Literally and figuratively.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it comes to winter, I feel like you never really know when it's going to end in Calgary. And also, like, why are we leaving weather up to a groundhog that's, like, so unserious? Like, we should either leave more things up to groundhogs or nothing. But leaving just, like, one thing just does not make sense to me. So, you know, it'll be nice.
I feel like we both don't like winter. Like, it's dark times for us.
I'm not a winter person.
No, it's not. It's not it.
And it's like, I've lived here for like 28 years minus the years I was in Vancouver. And it's like, I'm still, every winter, I'm like, this feels new. It feels like a new.
It's like slowly chipping away at my soul. And like, I feel like we're like houseplants. We need like the sunshine and like a little bit of water and we're good to go. But
yeah.
Anyways. Let's get into the sip.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your weekly rundown of the top stories happening in social media. So the first thing is Instagram is testing a spring bonus program that rewards creators for engaging content. I'd love if that was in Canada, but probably not. Adam Mosseri said that followers are less important than real views and like counts. Really interesting that he said like counts. Like, I don't think that's the most important thing.
Yeah. I have more on that later.
Okay.
Yeah.
In other Instagram news, the platform is allegedly testing a new tab called Mutuals, which shows shared followers. YouTube announced a new AI feature that allows viewers to skip to key moments in any video. And lastly, TikTok launches a dedicated feed for STEM content across Europe.
Wow.
Lots of
things. I like when SIP segments are like very user-based stories, you know? Like it feels like I'll read them and I'll just get excited that I'm like, oh, there's more to look forward to, like from my end, like
the
from the user.
The SIP is for the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
like
for the
that.
People. That's good. So which one stands out to you? Which story?
You know, I think the Mutuals feed is the one that stands out to me the most, because I feel like for, you know, up until maybe the last 5 years from Instagram's inception, up until maybe 5 years ago, it was a platform that was very based on just like being seen, you know, like not so much maybe getting popular or getting famous or whatever, but just like being seen and being noticed, like, and especially with the rise of things like an explore page, right? Like, it's getting you out there to the people.
People that you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, literally with the followers, you're like amassing this audience of people that like you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like with the Mutuals tab, we're just seeing yet another kind of notch in the trend board where Instagram is honing in on the idea that most of us are having, where we're just kind of burnt out on being perceived almost, you know?
Yeah, that one hit.
Yeah.
That one really hit for me. I think it's like the loneliness epidemic in some ways, where it's like we've been fed like all this content of people that we don't know. And like, we're all like, there's just too much content. We're also like lonely, and they're trying to like peel it back to like the connections that we have, like IRL, which I'm all for. But I feel like, you know, the Mutuals, the close friends, there's all this kind of like smaller, like close community kind of vibes that are coming out on different platforms. Mm-hmm. And I don't hate it.
No, I am the opposite of hating it. I'm loving it.
Cool.
Like, I think it kind of goes back to like the MySpace top five argument, right? Like, we're just kind of seeing with the introduction of Flipside and, you know, just having like being able to access more access of less from everything else, you know, that was like such a strangely like worded way I could put that together. But it's like, we have more opportunity now to be okay with having access to less. And I think that's really, really important, especially in kind of the grand scheme of social media and the internet and how easy it is to like get really burnt out from its vastness.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I think Mutuals is really interesting because I feel like it gives you like ideas of like, you know, oh, maybe we could all hang out together. Or like, I know in like dating, like you sometimes like, if you know someone that knows someone, that's like the best way to like meet someone because they've kind of been like vetted by your friend. Mm-hmm. And like, I just feel like it's good. It translates from online to real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like,
so it's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. So, should we move on to the eclipse set of stories? Yeah. The eclipse.
Yeah.
So first up, Monday's rare total eclipse made a huge splash and also became a major marketing moment for restaurant and food brands. Businesses were cashing in on the once-in-a-lifetime event by offering fun eclipse-themed goodies or discounts. Some items came with free eclipse glasses. Lucky to whoever got those.
No,
where?
When I saw everyone with their glasses, I said, where did you get those?
Yeah, literally where? Like, did you special order them? Is there like, are people still using Scholastic Book Order? Like,
no,
is
like
that where
we,
you get, like, where? Where?
I don't know where they came from.
I need
but
to
I wasn't,
know for the next one in like 20 years.
Yeah, next time we're going to be prepared and we're going to have our glasses.
I'm going to have them on
way
ice.
Ahead. Yeah,
exactly.
Way ahead of everyone else.
Mint condition.
Flex on everyone.
Yeah, so some notable marketing moments was Krispy Kreme launched the Total Eclipse Donut, a limited edition original glazed donut, which is in their selection, but dipped with black chocolate icing, sprinkled with silver sprinkles, and topped with an Oreo cookie. Yum. Yeah, yum. Sonic Drive-In launched a limited edition blackout slush float. Don't know what those words mean. I've never had Sonic, but it also came with a free pair of solar eclipse viewing glasses. Okay, so everyone...
We're just not the consumers that got them. Like, we clearly didn't hit up a Sonic or a Pizza Hut or a Krispy Kreme or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese had them? Chuck E. Cheese, according to my notes here, Chuck E. Cheese did indeed have them, if I read one paragraph down before asking that question.
Well, I don't know.
Additionally,
can I confirm or deny if Chuck E. Cheese had eclipse glasses?
Pizza Hut offered large pizzas for $12 on Monday in a deal dubbed Total Eclipse of the Hut, which, like, genius Bonnie Tyler reference. That's Bonnie Tyler, right? Bonnie Tyler and Meatloaf.
You're looking at me like as if I would know.
Right. Someone Googled this. But I think that's really good. A, I'm biased because I love a good pun. And by like Same. Love a good pun, it's like I will find ways to make them just in my day-to-day life because they bring me so much joy. And so to see Eclipse marketing done right like that and have a play on of Pizza Hut, it's like that'll go down in history. They have to do that every 20 years, every total eclipse.
A $12 pizza, sign me up.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
But it's got to come with glasses though, Pizza Hut. I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese gave members of its reward program 500 free e-tickets to use for the day, which came in handy since hundreds of schools were closed during the eclipse. Okay, so no glasses like we had thought, but... school's out. Chuck E. Cheese
is in.
Amazing. Dave and Buster's, your chess move for us adults. The next total eclipse that will be visible in North America will be in 2045. So
I'm ready.
I got time to plan.
No, I love it. I saw so many memes from brands on the day, and some of them were really funny. Other ones, I was like, you don't have to take your like round shaped food and then just put it in this image and like, it's not hitting. It's not funny. Some of them were really, really good, but these campaigns, like they were obviously thought out, but mm-hmm. I just feel like anytime like an event like that happens, every brand is posting these like memes. And I feel like it's better to sit it out if you don't have a really Absolutely. Great idea.
Yeah. Impulse marketing is a skill. Like to jump on something like that with a really solid idea that makes an impact and like a really big splash, like that is a skill. And it's okay
if you don't,
you
have,
don't
that.
Have it in time for the next big event. But
you do have 20 years to get ready for the next one.
Yeah. If you can't, if the brands that flop this year can't make a good meme in 20 years, I don't know what to say, but I have faith in y'all. But yeah, I just feel like it's okay to miss out. It's better to not have a flop meme and have nothing at all than have a meme where people are like, that's cringe. Don't do that.
A flop meme, I have nightmares about it. It's happened to me many times, but sometimes you have to take risks to get the reward. So I get it.
And the flop is always the darkest before the slay. So if the slay is in the next 20-year eclipse, then it's okay to have a flop era.
Okay, well, let's talk about another round-shaped object, basketball.
Amazing.
Thank you. So next up, women's basketball. Women's college basketball final game breaks records in most watched basketball games since 2019. Talk about a slay. The Iowa-South Carolina final game drew 18.9 million viewers, making it the most watched televised basketball game since 2019. Getting more views than the NBA finals last year. So in comparison, the men's finals game drew a viewership of 14.8 million viewers. It's notable to mention that viewership for the men's final game grew, meaning that most of the viewers tuning in to see the women's final game were new viewers. So they were not viewers coming from the men's tournament, signaling a rise in interest in women's collegiate basketball. We love to see it. Much of that is being attributed to fans wanting to see Caitlin Clark play in the final game against South Carolina, a team that had been undefeated, that had an undefeated series and went on to win the championship for the second year in a row. So earlier this year, Caitlin Clark became the Division I women's basketball all-time leading scorer, and rumors are swirling about her entry into the WNBA draft next year.
Exciting.
I love sports.
You do?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I just wanted to double check.
So what do you think about this story?
You know, I think it's awesome. I think seeing that many new viewers tune into a sport that I think a lot of people have just kind of brushed like aside for kind of the men's equivalent. It's great to see, you know, and, mm-hmm. and I feel too, like this, the rising popularity, is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. We had a little bit of a conversation before this about why we think like women's sports are like on the rise, and like, you have some thoughts around how it was like kind of like a systemic issue before and how like there was just some like misogyny involved, but we're making progress.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I just think, you know, I think the lack of marketing and the lack of broadcasting for like the WNBA, I just think these networks were, you know, it kind of historically, yeah, historically we're just kind of intentional with that. And it's nice to see a flip side here. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for Caitlin Clark. This is
that's
huge,
awesome.
Huge year for her. But yeah, no, it's good. I'm happy to see like the WNBA and women's sports getting the flowers that they deserve, because
absolutely,
the talent is there, the skill that is there, the like marketability, even from like a broadcast perspective, is there. Like the sport is a sport is a sport, and these women are extremely talented and mm-hmm. they deserve their flowers. So it's,
yeah, I love
it's great
it. And now we just have like that access point
exactly.
to them, which is wonderful to see.
Yeah. So final story here, Billie Eilish added all 110 million of her followers to her close friends story and then removed them.
How did she do that? I didn't even know that you could add that many people.
Is there like a select all button for close friends?
Maybe, but I didn't even think that, like, I thought that that wouldn't even have the capability to do that. Like, that's just, I have no idea.
I mean, Instagram's about to give us a mutuals list. You can't underestimate what they're capable of.
100%.
So the Instagram stunt was done to promote her upcoming album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. The stunt worked, and in addition to a lot of attention, she also gained about 5 million followers in less than a day. And as of this morning, she has over 120 million followers, so she's gained about 10 million followers since the start of the close friend stunt. I have a lot of thoughts on this, but I'm really excited to hear yours.
Well, gaining 10 million followers in a couple days. Could you just give me one, please? 1 million?
Yeah.
I would like that.
Just a casual one.
Thank
like,
you.
A casual, like, 750K.
Yeah.
You know?
We're not asking for much.
Yeah.
And I think this was, like, really exciting. Like, it's an interesting thing that she did. I feel like celebrities, there's so much pressure on them to do stunts like this on social media, and it feels probably exhausting to them because they're just trying to be like the best artist ever, mm-hmm. but they also have to do stuff like this.
Gotta
I also think that that she should have kept them on the close friends list.
Yeah, like I feel like, I totally agree. Like I feel like the close friends stunt was kind of the people's answer to the initial question that Instagram asked that Instagram thought broadcast channels would have been the answer to.
Yeah.
You know, like this feels a lot more personal than something like a broadcast channel. This feels a lot, like it feels as personal as like when an artist offers like a visual artist or like a music producer or something like offers like a Patreon. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like a celebrity offering their close friends up to their followers as a way to do what I think a few episodes ago, or maybe like more than that, but Mike and I talked about the concept of like showcasing behind the scenes on Flipside for brands. Like, I feel like this is kind of an alternative, almost parallel opportunity for people to use close friend stories like that. If they have, you know, millions and millions of followers, it's like they likely have burner accounts for the people in their real life. So mm-hmm. it's like your branded artist, celebrity, close friends list. Do whatever with that. Like, that's just fun.
Well, and like optically too, it's like they added everyone and then removed it. Like, it's kind of like, ooh, ouch. Like,
yeah.
I feel like she should have kept them, you know?
I know?
Like, I feel like that'd be exciting for her followers. But then it was like, you're added and then you
yeah.
gotta take it away. And you're just like, ooh, I guess she wasn't a close friend of mine.
Wow.
False hope.
Yeah, false hope indeed. I mean, too, I think just kind of seeing how Billie has always acted in the public eye, maybe this is something that she was like, oh, I'm going to do this because it's funny. And then her very
yeah.
like dressed up corporate team was like, don't do that. That's not fun. But I align with it. Like, I think
yeah.
using social media in an unserious way is kind of the future, especially as we pivot to wanting more like community from social media, right? Like, it's a friends and fam game out here now. And your marketing styles has to kind of appeal to what the people want.
Oh,
and
I
think
it.
Adding a bunch of people you follow or people who follow you to your close friend story, it's like, that's exactly what the people want. Like, I saw people on my feed and timeline, like sharing a screenshot to their story being like, am I Billie Eilish's close friend now? Like, what is happening? Like, it may be like a, like a false true connection to that celebrity, but it's like, it's funny. If you kind of take a step back and look at it, it's like, it's not that deep. It's a funny way to use social media. And it's very on brand for how Billy has kind of always used social media. So
yeah, I think that you're really onto something about it's a friends and family game now. Like, I feel like brands, creators, everyone, like, we went from like trying to talk to the masses, and now it's all about trying to talk to people like one-on-one through your content. So I feel like that's something that we can take away from a lot of these stories, honestly.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Get personal.
Yeah, exactly. Get personal from, you know, like a celeb perspective. Get personal from a brand perspective.
If you're a celebrity watching this, Billie Eilish, kudos to you.
Yeah, Billie, if you're watching this, no flop memes, and add us back to your close friend story. That's all we ask. And also give us maybe like 1 mil each followers.
Yeah, yeah. Our ask has increased, but it's fine.
It's still small. It's still really small. Yeah. Anyways, well, now that we've wet your palate, go eat something more substantial. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.